This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. On Thursday night, the Miami Heat became the sixth NBA franchise ever to win back-to-back titles. Are we witnessing a contemporary basketball dynasty? Joining me now is Dave Hyde of the South Florida Sun-Sentinel. Dave, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
The San Antonio Spurs enjoyed a 3-2 series lead coming into Miami for Game 6 and 7. Were you surprised the Heat was finally able to win 2 games in a row?
Well, it had been about a month since they had. So, you know what, I wasn't really surprised because they had the best player on the planet, LeBron James, in the last 2 games. He played like it. And really, when you parse everything and look at the 1,000 ways games are won and lost, it ultimately came down to LeBron James being the best player on the planet.
You were at the games in Miami, of course. San Antonio had golden opportunities to take that franchise's 5th title. How did the Spurs take it after Game 7?
Greg Popovich, who's essentially a hardened football coach coaching basketball, had tears in his eyes at the press conference. And Tim Duncan, who's a great champion, just was the voice of disappointment afterwards. So San Antonio had won 4 previous titles, but their moment of defeat defined their greatness, perhaps more than any other 4 titles.
LeBron James is often criticized for being selfish off the court. Sometimes he's criticized for being unselfish on the court. He's criticized for not being a big game player. He's criticized for being a spoiled media brat. Are any of these criticisms justifiable?
Well, you know what? I've covered him the last 3 years, and from a media standpoint, he talks every day after practice and or after games, sometimes before games. He doesn't come to you with an attitude. You don't have to tiptoe around with your questions. And now when you win 2 championships in sports, all criticism swings the other way. Now his unselfishness on the court is seen not as something to criticize, but as something to praise. And his talent isn't held against him, but it's something to recognize for how unique it is.
A moment ago, you seemed to be speaking of the Spurs in the past tense. Do you think that this year was their last chance to win a championship for a while?
Well, it'd been 6 years since they were in the NBA Finals, and now Tim Duncan will be 38 next year, Manu Ginobili 36. The Heat, you expect to be here again next year because LeBron's 28, Chris Bosh is 29. A lot of their components are still relatively young. But with San Antonio, this is probably their great goodbye for this era.
Well, as you say, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and, of course, LeBron James will all be around for at least another year, and most of the bench will also be back. So are we seeing three-peat signs on Collins Avenue?
Not yet, but I think we soon will. That will be coming, and that will be the next expectation for them. The amazing thing about the Heat these last 3 years is they've made every game a drama, and I would be disappointed if that changes for next year.
Dave Hyde is a sports columnist for the South Florida Sun-Sentinel. Dave, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me, Bill.